Upstairs at Vitello's, a swanky Italian joint in Studio City, a tall, curvy redhead in fishnets and a very small dress grabs a microphone and waits for her cue. The upscale jazz lovers at their candlelit tables are staring at her, unsure what to make of Miss Ruby Friedman.
You have nothing but a hound dog.
No matter where she goes or what she's playing, she seems to find new fans every time she's in the spotlight. So how can she get the music industry to give her its love and money? There's a lot of talent out there. Can she cut through the clutter?
I think the business people, most of the business people in the music business are scared to do anything.
Back in the small Miracle Mile apartment where she lives with her boyfriend, Ruby says here in LA, it's the same old exasperating story.
So it's not really, is it good? It's what's been like it before that we can hang our hat on and justify throwing $100,000 at.
I've been covering the music business for 25 years. I was always a fan first.
Ruby's boyfriend, the music critic Chris Morris, sits down on the couch.
She's doing all the right things. She's talking to music supervisors. She went up to iTunes. They know who she is up there. And that is the largest retailer of music in the world.
Through the night to last forever.
Oh. Ruby says it's frowned upon for a musician to take her own meetings instead of sending a manager. But she's organized a UK tour set for this summer. And lately, a few labels have come sniffing around her band, the Ruby Friedman Orchestra.
I'm hardly going to bleed if I go take a meeting with a record company. Joan of Arc would have done it. She could lead an army into battle.
Look for the shooting stars.
Ruby does have her share of fans in the industry. The orchestra's song Shooting Star was used in commercials for America's Got Talent, which was nice. They got paid. But she thinks the music business is too busy looking for the next Miley Cyrus or Pussycat Dolls to know what to do with a grown-up. Like an old-time Hollywood starlet, she refuses to give her age.
This is the most superficial town on the planet. You think the A&R people are looking for good music? They're not looking for good music.
They're looking for something to sell. Package. Yeah, they're looking for a package, okay?
It's too dark to breathe. Parade my head through town.
2 years ago, when her band had been together for all of 8 months, Ruby walked out of grad school to go play the Austin Music Festival South by Southwest.
So go about your day. I watch the still life. Nobody pays.
Back home, Chris was working the phones. After hounding her for what he says was quite some time, he got Lucinda Williams, the queen of alternative country, to come out for a gig.
Lou came and she sat down at the bar next to me. At the end of the first song, Lucinda turned to me and she just went, "I am f***ing blown away."
But if Lucinda Williams was blown away, why not approach her label?
Oh, she's a pop act. She's a rock and roll act. It needs to be taken to a larger forum, I think.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I think we should bark up their tree.
Well, I think any tree is worth barking up, really. You know? Just like any tree is worth p***ing.
Ruby's a terrific singer, but is her music really so good that it would be an injustice if she didn't make it? Up in the hills near the Hollywood Bowl lives one of her devoted fans. Art Fine managed both the roots rock heroes The Blasters and the punk legends The Cramps, and he hosted a music interview show on Public Access for 24 years.
My cred is I'm still alive, and I was seeing music in the 50s.
The first time he heard the Ruby Friedman Orchestra, a friend of his had just died, and he said he was feeling glum.
I'm going to go pay $10 and just see somebody I don't know, just to get my mind off things. As soon as the show opened up, my jaw dropped, and I just said, is this as good as I think it is? I just couldn't believe it. I just kept looking around the room like, is everybody seeing what I'm seeing? And they seemed to be. So it was astonishing. I had the feeling at that moment that this is the greatest thing I'd ever seen. I haven't actually shrunk from that notion.
Ruby Friedman's actual chances for world domination, superstardom, or maybe just earning enough from her music so that her boyfriend's not stuck with the rent.
I think the odds are terrific.
It just hasn't happened for us yet.
Maybe it's Katy Perry's world and Ruby Friedman's just living in it. Or maybe this summer's UK tour marks the beginning of the stardom Ruby sees in her future, a future she's already set to music. Rebecca Schoenkopf, Annenberg Radio News.